In this video, I want to show you how Ministry Sciences helps a chaplain practice become wiser, healthier, and more useful in real life. Sometimes people think chaplain ministry is only about having compassion. Compassion is essential, of course, but compassion without understanding can become confusing. Good intentions alone do not create a strong ministry. A licensed chaplain practice also needs discernment. It needs structure. It needs awareness of people, relationships, stress, systems, and support. That is one reason Ministry Sciences matters. Ministry Sciences helps us notice that ministry does not happen in a vacuum. People live in families, workplaces, neighborhoods, churches, institutions, and community systems. Their spiritual struggles are often connected to those settings. Their pain may be personal, but it is also sometimes shaped by stress, conflict, isolation, trauma, illness, poverty, confusion, leadership failure, or lack of support. A chaplain who understands this will serve more wisely. For example, imagine someone in your community is discouraged and emotionally drained. A narrow response may be, "I will pray for you," and then move on. Prayer matters, but Ministry Sciences helps us ask better questions. Is this person overwhelmed by caregiving? Are they carrying family tension? Are they socially isolated? Are they grieving? Are they in a ministry setting with unclear boundaries? Is there a crisis in the home? Are they asking for spiritual care when they may also need outside support? This is not becoming clinical. It is becoming observant. Ministry Sciences also helps us see that structure affects care. If a chaplain practice has no oversight, no clear reporting, no referral awareness, and no defined scope, people can get hurt. The chaplain may overpromise. The church may misunderstand the ministry. Volunteers may drift without guidance. Care recipients may expect services the chaplain is not prepared to provide. In other words, weak structure often produces weak care. This is why a strong local chaplain practice should ask practical questions. Who oversees this ministry? How are visits or care contacts handled? What is the role of prayer, follow-up, and referral? What kinds of needs fit this practice? What kinds of needs must be referred out? How does this ministry stay accountable to a church, ministry leader, or soul center structure? Ministry Sciences reminds us that these questions are not less spiritual. They are part of loving people well. It also helps chaplains notice patterns. A person in crisis may not only need comfort, they may need stability. A family may not only need prayer, they may need calm communication and wise boundaries. A church may not only need caring volunteers, it may need a more organized care pathway. A soul center may not only need a vision statement, it may need a clearly defined ministry purpose and support structure. This way of thinking helps your chaplain practice mature. It makes your ministry more trustworthy. It helps you avoid chaos. It helps you know when to stay, when to pray, when to listen, when to refer, and when to involve others. It helps your care become more sustainable because you are not trying to carry every burden alone. What should a chaplain avoid? Do not confuse spiritual care with total responsibility. Do not assume that kindness makes structure unnecessary. Do not enter complicated situations without accountability. Do not ignore how people's relationships, setting, and stress level shape their needs. Instead, become the kind of chaplain who notices more, listens better, serves clearly, and builds ministry with wisdom. A licensed chaplain practice rooted in Ministry Sciences becomes more than a caring idea. It becomes an organized expression of Christian spiritual care that is attentive to people, aware of systems, grounded in role clarity, and ready to serve real needs in real places. That is the kind of local ministry that can last, grow, and truly help people.